Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
I am here with Jennifer Youngeman, RN, and you are the Director of Dialysis, and Dr. Tina Melanson, nephrologist with Prairie Lakes Healthcare, and our medical director here. Our dialysis facility here renewed by CMS. How does that happen?
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid looks at different quality measures, and they score us off those quality measures. So those quality measures will be like how well the patients are keeping their electrolytes in check, which then goes back to how well we are educating them as staff on keeping those items in check, making sure that they have the proper dialysis access that we're using. So measures like that go into the quality measures that make up our rating.
Okay, and that comes from data that probably you compile, and I'm guessing, Dr. Melanson, you verify and go through that data as well, and that we submit, essentially, to the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, great. So, Dr. Melanson, from what you see at our center and the improvements, obviously, with the facility probably are helpful. From your point of view, what is the standout or the most important part or the part you're most proud of about this rating?
Well, we've got great staff right now. And for a small town dialysis unit, very impressive. And they all should be proud of themselves, the patients and the staff. To me, it tells me that we are providing service that's better even than, you know, biggest city in the United States. And we can compete with the quality of care and the service that is provided right here in Huron. So I think that another part of it is definitely you can't forget about the new dialysis unit. It's just amazing. So that does help because in our previous unit, there just was not a lot of space to have private conversations. And you need to have those conversations with your patients to discuss their labs and how things are going, or if we're having complications with dialysis, you know, what are we going to do about that? And our new unit allows us to do that much better. So
great. Any other benefits you see of that new unit? You know, the community certainly supported that. And so I think it's nice for them to be able to see the benefits to the patients in the community.
Yeah, the isolation units are critical. Before, we would not have been able to take care of patients here that have to be isolated. And the most minimum thing is that we increase the number of patients that we can dialyze here. So just allowing us to not have to send patients out to Mitchell or over to Pier or something to dialyze because we don't have a chair ready for them here.
So. Yeah, and we've learned through this process what a hardship that is for patients when they have to do that. Some have said, I just have to move. Jennifer, how many patients do we have on dialysis in the community right now?
Right, we're currently at a census of 20 patients.
Okay, so that's pretty full for the shifts that we're running. I think that before we had had up to 14 on a waiting list at a time. When we opened the unit, how many did we start with?
We started with, I believe it was 14 patients over there, so we've
okay.
gained quite a few.
Melanson, you are a nephrologist. You also do specialty clinic here in Huron, and so you see patients for nephrology outside of what you do at our dialysis center. What are the reasons, or how would you see patients come to see you here? Is it mostly referral from their primary care providers?
It's mostly referral from primary care providers. On occasion, we get patients that have moved to the area, or a lot of times it's not uncommon that we have patients that were actually doctoring in a bigger place like in Mitchell or Sioux Falls, and then they become aware that there's a nephrologist that comes here to save them some driving because I am the only physician in the dialysis unit here. So if they had another kidney doctor before from an outside facility, they would not be able to get their dialysis here. It's our job to get them ready for dialysis. So when she talks about having proper dialysis access in place, you know, our goal is to always make sure that everybody's got that in before they start on day one, mm-hmm. and that they've already had some dietary education regarding the dialysis diet and things like that. And we've also got social workers available if they need them.
So definitely a big commitment. I mean, starting dialysis, it's a life-sustaining service, but definitely something people have to work for. That brings me to the transplants that we've seen. So that is part of that, you know, data and that rating on how well patients are doing. It's just amazing to me how many transplants in the last couple years, like I know this is probably throwing out an oddball here, but we've seen quite a few, right?
It
which is.
Is
a great
at one point we had like six in like a 12-month time span, and that was just unheard of.
And we really thought, because we'd had so many in such a short amount of time, that we were going to go a very long time without seeing more, and that hasn't been the case. It has just been slowly one right after the other, even having the recent transplant that we've had. So.
Sure. So when I hear that, maybe if I'm a community member, I think, oh gosh, we really have a problem here. Now that's one way to look at it, but I think the more I've learned from you guys, it's really that we have, it's a testament to the program that we have. The dedication of the team and of your care and the patients. Is that the wrong way to look at that? Or do you think that we've seen that success partly because of the program?
Well, I know you can say like, gosh, it sounds like we have a problem here, but chronic kidney disease has always been here. It's just better recognized now. And things like this, you get a rating in your dialysis unit for the care you provide these patients, and you have specialists coming in from outside towns that are willing to see these patients, that's how that gets to be more common. So it's not that the problem was worse than it was before. It's always been here. It's just better recognized. And that's good for the patients as well, because the bottom line is we have more patients on dialysis who need transplants. And so, you know, people who are thinking about being a living kidney donor, you know, that raises awareness for them. Dialysis lifestyle is very hard. You've already said it's a commitment. It's a time commitment. It's a lifestyle commitment. And if they had to drive, we've got patients who drive from Miller and such. I mean, it's more extended time than you would even think. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand that. And so I think that education is very important.
That's think wonderful. The testament really goes down to, again, though, the education that's being given to the patients. And I think that we are providing that.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.